The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Revisionist History Podcast, where we set the historical record straight, no matter who it might offend. I'm Paul, and it's Monday, and you may have noticed that yesterday I missed our normal Sundays with the Saints episode. I could blame it on the time change, but things just got away from me. Now, normally, tomorrow would be a book review Tuesday, but what I've decided to do is combine the two today, talking about the saints and books and how they tie into history. It's all going to make sense as we get started. Now, many people, whether Catholic or non-Catholic, have read books either by or about the saints, and often both. You may have been forced to read St. Augustine's Confessions in college, or you may have voluntarily and happily read George Weigel's mammoth biography of Pope St. John Paul II, Witness to Hope, which I have reviewed on this podcast. Strictly speaking, every time you read the New Testament, you're reading a book written by a saint. But what about the saints themselves? What did they read, besides the Bible, of course? And does it even matter? As to the second part of that question, I believe it does matter, and I'll explain why. Whether we realize it or not, whenever we attempt any task, we look to those who have done it and done it well before us. CEOs of companies study people like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. Junior high basketball players study the way Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant played the game. And a rock guitarist will spend hours listening to Jimmy Page or Eddie Van Halen. And young and old authors will analyze the writings of Ernest Hemingway or Shirley Jackson. It's the same with the saints in the Christian life. Navigating the world is no easy task at the best of times, and it's rarely the best of times. And having guides to help us makes the navigation just a little bit easier. Now, some of you might say you don't need to look to the saints because you'll just follow Jesus or Buddha or whoever it is you follow and do what they did. And obviously you can do that. Personally though, I've found it useful to emulate those who've already learned how to follow Jesus, in my case, better than I do. What does any of this have to do with books the saints read? Simply this. While I've gained inspiration and guidance from learning about how the saints lived their lives, it's equally helpful to read the books that they found crucial in leading those lives themselves. Like I said earlier, everyone looks to those who've been successful before them. Why is it important for history? It's important for history because many of these books were written shortly after the saint lived, whether it be the 13th century, the 15th century, or whenever during history. And in many cases, although they tend toward hagiography, they're also the only real firsthand accounts that we have of that period of history. And however skewed some of it may be, however glossed over some of it may be, it still gives us important information that we need to have a full picture of the past. The following books are ones that helped shape well-known saints. Some of them are still quite famous today, while others are lesser known. And all are fortunately still in print. Let's start out with someone everyone knows. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. The book that she read the most, besides the Bible, was The Life of Christ by Fulton J. Sheen. She carried this book about the life of Jesus with her everywhere she traveled and advised her sisters to read it every Lent. It's considered by many the best book on the life of Christ outside the Gospels themselves. St. Francis de Sales' favorite book was The Spiritual Combat by Dom Lorenzo Scopoli. Francis is the patron saint of writers, and thus a favorite of mine, and he also wrote one of the most influential books on spirituality ever, An Introduction to the Devout Life. The book that influenced him the most was The Spiritual Combat, a book that, like his own Introduction to the Devout Life, is a manual of practical advice rather than a heavy philosophical or theological treatise. Next, we have St. Vincent de Paul, who many of you may only know from the thrift shops you'll see around major cities. The book that influenced him the most was by St. Francis de Sales, the previously mentioned An Introduction to the Devout Life. His book was a major influence on the life and ministry of St. Vincent de Paul, a man who began a ministry to the poor that continues around the world to this day. Though St. Vincent was a priest, An Introduction to the Devout Life was written specifically for the laity, instructing people how to attain holiness in their everyday lives, which was a radical idea in the 17th century. The book was also a favorite of Pope Pius XI. Yes, Pope Pius XI, who, though not a saint, was a pope, which isn't a small thing. In 1923, Pius wrote of his hope that the book would be read now as it formerly was by practically everyone. Next, we have St. Ignatius of Loyola. When the man who would become the founder of the Jesuit order was recovering from a severe leg wound suffered in battle, there were only two books available to him: The Life of Christ by Ludolf of Saxony and The Golden Legend by Jacobus de Varenne. The Golden Legend was a popular book on the lives of the saints, particularly St. Dominic and St. Francis of Assisi. Reading about their lives had a profound impact on the former soldier and played a huge part in his conversion. Reading the lives of the saints can do that. Next, we have St. Thérèse of Lisieux, whose favorite book was The Imitation of Christ by Thomas a Kempis. The Little Flower, whose own autobiography, The Story of a Soul, has sold millions of copies, was greatly influenced by The Imitation of Christ. She first read it when she was just 14 years old, and it said she read it so often she could quote long passages from memory. This 15th century classic may be the best known book on this list. It's admired by people of all faiths, and is probably the most widely read Christian book besides the Bible. It was a favorite of other saints as well. St. Ignatius of Loyola read a chapter from it every day, and St. Thomas More called it one of the three books everyone should own. Finally, we have Pope St. John Paul II, whose favorite book was True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. St. John Paul's devotion to the Virgin Mary and love of this book were clear to anyone paying attention immediately following his election as Pope in 1978. His papal motto, Totus Tuus, all yours in Latin, comes from a passage in the book referring to total consecration to the Blessed Mother. John Paul first read the book while in seminary and reread it multiple times throughout his life. It's thought by many to be the best book on Marian spirituality ever written, and it debunks many of the myths that non-Catholics have about veneration of Mary. There are many more books that were favorites of the saints, but these are a great place to start. If I had to recommend one above all the others, it would be The Imitation of Christ. Following St. Ignatius' example, I recently started reading a chapter from it every night, and it's the perfect way to end the day. So that's our episode for today, combining Sundays with the Saints and the Tuesday book review. I'd also like to encourage everyone to support the podcast by clicking on the link in whatever platform you're listening on. You can do it at a 99 cent, $4.99, or $9.99 a month level. It'll help keep us making new episodes, and I really appreciate it. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to help us keep episodes like this coming, please consider clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. Thanks a lot.